codices were actually created by the Mixtec nobility to celebrate the history and achievements of the royal ancestors. They are aristocratic or heroic histories of royal marriages, succession to rule. These are the sacred materials for presenting history as live dramas, poems, and songs, much like a Homeric tradition. The Spaniards tell us that they actually hung these codices on walls, and court poets would have used them as visual illustrations for their songs. To me, this is not unlike the use of storyboards in planning an animated film today. This heroic history was kind of a socio-political tool of an aristocratic class. It would allow individual kings and queens and their families to sit down and tell their own narratives as they best reflect their own political interests. So it's a usable history, but it is purposely meant to be manipulated in specific ways that serve the people who are in power at the beginning of the 16th century. I think archaeologically we can prove a kind of process of how these kingdoms got started. The chronology in the Mixtec codices can be correlated with a Julian calendar from the 1500s back to the middle of the 10th century. So you've got 500 years of history and genealogy in there. Going back through ethno-historical sources, these codices come out in land disputes, and we have Mixtec noblemen claiming that their kingdoms are founded about 500 years before the Spaniards arrive. So therefore, you do have an interesting conjunction between oral reports in the early 1500s and the chronologies in the codices. From that perspective, there does seem to be some indication that these were treated as valid historical accounts, and the Spaniards in many cases accepted them as that. This makes Mixtec codices the longest continuous Indian history in the Western Hemisphere.